interesting report coming out from the AP, Rob Maddie and Tom Withers here locally. The headline is, Dustin, Deshaun Watson willing to accept 8-game suspension and a fine. I'm laughing because we're to the point where apparently Deshaun Watson's willing to negotiate, and we might have missed that mark by about 3 months. If Deshaun Watson was willing to negotiate about 3 months ago, you and I might have been able to talk about football the last couple weeks.
Yeah, that'd have been fun.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have been nice? We wouldn't have to worry about Jacoby Brissett. Who knows? Maybe the Garoppolo Express, the Jimmy G Express never happens. Maybe no toot toots ever.
Might not have needed toot toots.
Yeah. So some of the background coming in here. And again, Rob Maddie has been all over this story, the AP for the beginning. Tom Withers is doing a great job as well. So Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson would accept an 8-game suspension and a $5 million fine to avoid missing the entire season. This is a person familiar with the offense, told the Associated Press on Thursday. So I tend to look at this, instead of reacting at face value, I do tend to look at this a lot like I kind of look at maybe Roger Goodell the other day throwing out 17 games. I have no doubt in my mind that Roger Goodell wants 17 games. And I have no doubt in my mind that right now Deshaun Watson would gladly accept an 8-game suspension.
100%.
I think this is going to be somewhere in the middle. I think this is just more public negotiations. And I frankly don't get it. I don't understand why these two parties are negotiating in public instead of negotiating in private and getting this done. Because I think if anybody had a sense of urgency on any side of this, we could have had 8 games 3 weeks ago, and life would be better for all involved, including the sanity of Browns fans.
Well, it's disappointing that that was the case. And what did they do? They just overplayed their hand?
Which side? The Brown or Watson? Oh, yeah, he definitely. Well, I didn't think he played a hand.
I mean, like, the dude doesn't think he did anything wrong.
Well, yeah, and I think that, so I think they never really played a hand from a PR side of things. They never ran, as Tony Busby for more than a year has brought any allegation that there is, Tony Busby has made sure with a megaphone to broadcast it to the world.
Yep.
About 4 months ago, 5 months ago, it was actually after the Deshaun Watson trade happened, Roger Goodell and the NFL decided to run a press, basically, and run a PR campaign against Deshaun Watson so they didn't look bad in the scenario, in part. There are other factors in that we can get into. Deshaun Watson never countered. Not Busby, not right. The NFL, not until here recently. And oh, by the way, the counter was we're going to put Rusty Harden out in front of the media, which that didn't work.
That didn't really help.
So, I don't know. I just think I don't trust the NFL's motives in all this. I don't like their process. I don't really like the idea that now the guy, now that he's facing a full season banishment and maybe having to reapply, now Deshaun Watson's like, okay, guys, I was just playing around there. Let's go ahead and settle this.
I was just kidding.
It's just a giant waste of time. And it's why I know I've heard Ken lose his mind. I've heard Lima, you've gotten frustrated at points. I mean, it seems like everybody, and by the way, that's before we get into the national media where they take every chance to tee off on Cleveland Browns fans when they can.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they sought autographs of a player on their team. And I just remember. I remember. Big Dog, he actually traded for Deshaun Watson. Yeah. And it was Bone Lady. She was the one that gave Deshaun Watson $250 million. It wasn't the Haslams. It was Bone Lady. She called it in. She's like,
I thought
Jimmy.
It was Pumpkinhead.
You know what? No, it was Pumpkinhead who let him be traded in the first place, not Roger Goodell. I'm ready for Cleveland to stop being in the crosshairs of what has become not really about the victims at all. And that really is my frustration, because I think the thing that the NFL media has erred on the side of, which I can respect and which I think is the good side to err on, which is we don't want a victim shame. Okay? That's good, because that happens way too often in stories like what Deshaun Watson is accused of and what the accusers went through allegedly. I have to say allegedly for whatever reason. However, to me, there's victim shaming, and then there is this grandstanding that has happened for every single person in the NFL media. That's different than not victim shaming. And the course correction has been just assuming Deshaun Watson is guilty of anything that has been said, on top of basically becoming a PR machine for the NFL. Whereas journalistic integrity is supposed to make you say, all right, here's what they say, now let's find out the truth. People have signed over their ability because, one, they've made up their minds Deshaun is all the way guilty of everything he's accused of, because they don't want a victim shame. Again, the intention is good. And they're trusting a billion-dollar machine that we've seen, Dustin, for as long as I've been alive, screw up at every turn, continue to only get bigger and more profitable, and in some ways corrupt, with a disparity between player punishment and owner punishment that I think is, quite frankly, ridiculous and morally reprehensible. You've signed over your decision-making rights because, well, Deshaun's all the way guilty and we don't want a victim shame. And you know what? Hammer him. Hammer him into the ether. That's where we are. It's not really about the victims. It is about past transgressions, and it is about making a case so Roger Goodell and the big money NFL can feel good about the product they put out there, which, again, more often than not, morally reprehensible. See, this time I didn't yell.
You were pretty calm this time.
That was pretty
even keel.
You
didn't really sweat. You didn't turn red.
Yeah.
Earlier, you were as red as that shirt you're wearing.
I was pretty pissed earlier.
Yeah, why were we so pissed off?
We played something from Florio. Oh, no.
You like snapped.
It was about the Roger Goodell thing. It was when Florio said, oh, that's really going to piss off Roger Goodell. I don't care. I do not care. Roger Goodell's job is to be a meat shield. So Roger Goodell forfeited the right to have feelings and emotions when he accepted the $25 million check a year to go ahead and stand and apologize for a bunch of billionaires who are as immoral as just about anybody else we can find out. And look at Dan Snyder's actions. Look at Stephen Ross literally tampering with the greatest player in NFL history. Look at Jerry Richardson and his own proclivities and sexual harassment issues. Like, I struggle to find an owner that I don't think, oh, you're probably a creep. So Roger Goodell, again, hey, he's the good guy. He's got the mallet. We're gonna whack-a-mole Deshaun Watson because he's the evil guy, and it's the player. And so that's what pissed me off. The idea that I should care that, we got to walk on eggshells because we don't want to upset Roger. Roger Dodger's on the warpath. I don't care. And this is not about Roger Goodell's against Cleveland. Roger Goodell isn't about anti-Cleveland, pro-Cleveland. He's not anti-New England, pro-New England. No. Roger Goodell only cares about money. The NFL owners only care about money.
No doubt.
And the only thing that comes second to that, Dustin, and which I still don't even know it's that close, is optics. And optics and money aren't real. They're made up. The news cycle, it's made up. We'll move on to the next thing tomorrow. So I can't sit here and feel good about any of this. But if you just joined us, I blacked out again. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson would accept an 8-game suspension and a $5 million fine. I almost forgot the dollar amount there. So let's see. Does that make it 12 games and $10 million that he's actually going to get? I'm trying to do the thing where, all right, I want 17 games and I want a $20 million fine. All right, I'll do 8 games. Like, we're negotiating at a car dealership now. That's what we're doing. And not a good one.
It's going to be a year, dude. You know that.
I don't know anything anymore. I know I'm ready for it to be over. That's about all I know.